Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a really hot topic. Is artificial intelligence in a bubble?
I'm so glad we're tackling this, because you see these valuations, $500 billion for OpenAI, nearly $200 billion for Anthropic and xAI, and it just screams bubble.
Exactly. But valuation alone doesn't really paint the full picture, you know? The first thing people point to is revenue. OpenAI is supposedly bringing in around $15 billion, with the others far behind. There's this huge gaping disconnect between revenue and that crazy valuation.
A massive disconnect. So how is this not a bubble? It feels just like the dot-com era, where eyeballs were the metric, not profit.
That's the key difference. Unlike the dot-com bubble or the subprime mortgage crisis, the funding here is different. It's mostly venture capitals and private investors. These aren't retail investors getting swept up in hype.
Okay, so it's smart money, but what are they seeing that makes them pour billions into companies with relatively low revenue?
They know exactly where the money is going. More than half of it is going straight towards building out multi-gigawatt training and data centers. We're talking massive, long-term infrastructure projects that will take years to even finish, let alone generate a return.
So they're essentially funding construction projects, and they're getting equity for it, not debt, so there's no pressure to sell if things go south quickly?
Precisely. There's no external lever, no margin call forcing a sell-off. They are shareholders making a huge, calculated bet on the future. And that bet is the critical point here.
All right, what is the bet, then? What's the central thesis that justifies this astronomical spending?
The bet is simple, but massive. Intelligence will get better and better. And crucially, the price to unlock each new level of intelligence is tied to what's called the scaling law. It's going to require more and more compute.
So to go from a high school level AI to a PhD level AI, you just need a bigger engine, more GPUs, more power?
Essentially, yes. And if you project that even further to an intelligence with, say, 20 years of industry experience, you're going to need a staggering amount of compute to support it. That's the gamble.
But what if that gamble is wrong? I mean, to steel man the argument, we're seeing some Chinese labs getting more intelligence for less cost, and you have experts, literal pioneers in the field, saying that large language models have hit a wall and are not the path to AGI.
I see, and that's a fantastic point. It highlights why this is such a monumental bet. They are absolutely building all this infrastructure on the assumption that the scaling path is the right one. But here's the counter-argument.
Let's hear it.
What's the downside of not playing the game? In the fear of an AI bubble, would we rather be in a position where we've under-provisioned our infrastructure or one where we've over-provisioned it, but intelligence keeps getting better?
Ah, so the risk of being left behind in a technological revolution is actually greater than the financial risk of building too much too soon.
I think so. People are getting impatient because AI innovation happens in these massive bursts, not tiny incremental steps. So putting an artificial limit on it, saying, stop, it's a bubble, seems just as speculative as betting it will continue.
Okay, I can get on board with the long-term infrastructure bet. But what about the weird circular revenue stuff? It feels a bit like a house of cards. You know, NVIDIA buying unused compute from CoreWeave, which lets CoreWeave take on more debt to buy more from NVIDIA.
Got it. Yeah, and the Microsoft deal with OpenAI, where a huge chunk of the investment was actually just Azure credits that Microsoft then books as revenue. Look, I agree, that's not the best foundation to build an industry on. We can do better.
It seems precarious. Are you sure these gray areas aren't cause for concern?
I'd argue they're symptoms, not the disease. They aren't a sign of an industry-wide bubble, but rather a reflection of the insane capital expenditure, the CapEx, that's required here.
Right, the CapEx. Someone has to actually pay for all this. Tens of billions of dollars have to show up on a balance sheet somewhere, looking very, very red.
And it can't be OpenAI. They don't have that kind of money. They have to court rich friends like Oracle and SoftBank to fund these operations and take on that CapEx risk for them.
So, unlike the big tech companies, the Googles and Metas of the world, who have huge cash reserves to fund this themselves, the pure play labs are in a much tougher spot.
An extremely unique position. Even Microsoft didn't want to take on the full CapEx risk for OpenAI. They're not the AI innovator. OpenAI is. So for Microsoft to spend billions building out Azure for them, they'd have to bank on OpenAI succeeding and staying loyal.
Which is why they let OpenAI shop around for compute elsewhere, as long as they guaranteed a crazy $250 billion spend on Azure. Wow. That's wild.
It is. And this all leads us to the elephant in the room, the company at the center of this entire ecosystem.
NVIDIA. Of course. Their $5 trillion valuation. Everything comes back to them, doesn't it?
Everything. They are the king of the GPU supply chain. While others like Google and Amazon are trying to build their own chips, and AMD is catching up, NVIDIA is dominant. They're even investing in their own customers just to get them to build out more infrastructure using, you guessed it, NVIDIA chips.
That feels like the real bubble question then. Just because everyone needs shovels during a gold rush doesn't mean the shovel maker's valuation is sustainable forever, especially if other people start making better shovels.
You're right. That's a different level of question, and honestly, I can't say how it will play out. But the common element, the thread tying all of this together, is that fundamental question.
Will intelligence get better, or will it stay the same?
Yes, the entire system is betting that it will. So what we're seeing isn't an unreasonable speculative bubble. It's a colossal industry-wide bet on two things. First, that intelligence is going to keep improving, regardless of the skepticism.
And second, that higher forms of intelligence are going to need a lot more compute. A lot more.
Exactly. And if either of those two things turns out to be false, then yes, we are probably in for a huge crash with a ton of over-provisioned, very expensive infrastructure.
So the ultimate question is the cost of intelligence dropping, leading to more demand? Or is it truly capped where it is now? Are we building a highway to nowhere?
That's the multi-trillion dollar question. Are we over-provisioning our way into a dead end? Or are we just on the first page of a book we can't even imagine the ending of? It's a fascinating time. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Goodbye.